defend some housekeeping. There will be no farm alarm rehearsal, and so if you hear the fire alarm, you please leave by the designated exits, fore and aft, and the assembly point is south of below Intercontinental Hotel on the page earlier. There's no smoking anywhere on the premises, and would you please now check your mobile devices to make sure they are at least in silent mode. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Simon. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm Bill Tye. For a few more minutes, the President of the Royal Aeronautical Society. Let me introduce the other people on the stage. On your left, starting with Dr. Patrick Slonsky, who is the Honorary Solicitor, Beth Hargreaves, who is the Governor's Officer, Simon Luxmore, Chief Executive. On my left, Martin Broadhurst, President-elect. Jane Middleton, who is the Chair of the Finance Committee and Trustee, and Phil Boyle, the Chairman of the Board of Trustees. May I ask the Chief Executive if we are quorate?
I'm delighted to say, Mr. President, we are more than quorate.
Thank you all for coming. May I ask for apologies for absence? Oh, sorry, I have it here. Right. We have apologies from Dr. Turai Rahulan, David Lang, Sir Richard Evans, Dr. Don Richardson, Alan Cook, Ian Middleton, Mark Bailey, Salim Arshad, Professor Jonathan Cooper, David Chin, Lawrence Wall, John Vincent, Frank Sharp, Richard Tyson, Professor Graham Rowe, Jeremy Graham, Dr. Mike Steen, Captain David Rowland, and Professor Peter Beard. So this meeting is in accordance with Bylaw 19.2 to receive and consider the minutes of the previous annual general meeting, to receive and consider the audited accounts and the report of the Board of Trustees on the state of the society, to appoint the auditors for the ensuing year, and to receive the names of those appointed to the Board of Trustees and those in the elected council. And documents have been available, are available. The calling notice for the annual general meeting agenda was obtained in April 2016 to the Division of Aerospace. An email was posted to all members at the start of April. Copies of the minutes of the previous AGM held on the 21st of May 2014 in the April 2015 issue of Aerospace. And the annual review and summary accounts. So, may I ask the Chief Executive to
Yes, President. Notice is hereby given that the 150th Annual General Meeting of the Royal Aeronautical Society, incorporating the Institution of Aeronautical Engineers, the Helicopter Association of Great Britain, and the Society of Licensed Aircraft Engineers and Technologists, will be held on Tuesday, the 19th of May, 2015, at 1800 hours in the offices of the Society, 4 Hamilton Place, London W1J7BQ in the United Kingdom.
Thank you. Right, turning to the minutes of the 149th Annual General Meeting, may I ask if there are any comments or corrections on those minutes? On page 1, yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry to be the one again saying something about the minutes, but as you will see, the draft minutes, as published, contain several points relevant to what I'm supposed to have said, none of which accords with reality as far as I'm concerned. As a result, members at large are not aware that two-thirds of the original trustees were appointed in defiance of the transitional arrangement. I'm just saying, I hope that some tidying up will take place for the 150th anniversary year, so we go into that next centenary or whatever it is with tidied up bylaws, please. Well, I have already proposed changes which have been rejected.
Right, so you're not, well, that's as it sounds, I'm afraid. Are there any comments in the minutes? Right, may I have a proposal that you accept the minutes? All those in favour, can you keep your hands up, please? Okay. Any against? Any abstentions? Two abstentions. So can we have those in favour again, just so we can move around? Right, moving on to agenda item 3, to receive and consider the audit accounts of the Corporate Board of Trustees in the state of the society for the year ending 31st of December 2014. You have the relevant papers. Let me just mention a few highlights. Membership has grown steadily over the last few years, with an increase of some 500, some 3% in 2014. And registration for professional engineers has also grown. And last year in 2014, the Society was one of only three of the larger Group A institutions that had an increase in registrants, with other institutions actually losing registrants. And while I'm talking about registration, the Engineering Council went through a shake-up of documentation and process last year, and our society representatives were fully engaged in this. Martin Broadhurst, President-elect, led a major review of strategy that's now being translated into action plans. The society continues to deliver high-quality intellectual output. I was very pleased with the success of the President's Conference on Space. Building on the success of the previous year's conference, I believe that we can be confident that this is the right format for the Society's flagship conference. Martin's conference this year is on the 7th and 8th of October, entitled Remotely Piloted Air Systems, Achievements and Challenges. The programme of events in our branches around the world is equally healthy, and as evidence of this, four new named lectures were inaugurated in the last year. Gerhard Sedlmeier in Hamburg, Captain Eric Winkelbrown in Yeovilton, Elfin Richards in Loughborough, and Sir George Greenhill in Swindon. And if some of these names are unfamiliar to you, I suggest you Google them, and I'm sure you'll be interested in their stories. Excuse me. The Society has been very active in promoting education, skills and careers in science and engineering, and particularly in aviation and aerospace. There are many initiatives, but perhaps the most exciting achievement was the flying display at the Farnborough Air Show by the first two aircraft in the school's Build-A-Plane Challenge. The other aircraft are coming along, and we hope to see some first flights soon. Let me take this opportunity to thank our partners in Boeing and Light Aircraft Association for their continuing support. And tonight, by coincidence, the Society's Bill of Lading team is at the Business Charity Awards Dinner in the City of London, having been shortlisted for the Best Industry Partnership category, the only STEM-related activity in this category. We wish them success, but it's an achievement just to have been shortlisted. Here in Hamilton Place, the Airbus Business Suite below us has been organised with access to a new staircase thanks to the generosity of Airbus UK. There are many other achievements listed in the annual report. All of them are the result of a great deal of hard work by our members around the world and of the invaluable support provided by our corporate partners. The other essential element is the work of Simon and his great team here in headquarters. I cannot emphasize enough how much we are indebted to our efficient, committed, and hardworking staff. Now, I'd like to invite Jane Middleton, Chair of the Finance Committee, to present the accounts.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, everybody. The income from last year is just below 5 million. And that led to a surplus of £282,000. Our actual revenue was up £600,000 from last year. However, £282,000 of that came from... our income was up £600,000 from last year, of which £282,000 came from an HSBC interest repayment on the mortgage. £100,000 was from room hire, increase year on year, and £100,000 conference and events increase year on year. And that led us to a surplus on operations of £107,000. Switching to our balance sheet, our net assets were just over £9 million, including cash in hand, staying steady at £2.2 million. However, our liability for our pension scheme rose by nearly double, whether that is just a snapshot in time. So that is our total quick summary of the accounts.
Thank you. Can I invite comments or questions on the annual report of the
Chairman, may I start by congratulating everybody concerned with the growth in membership and the satisfactory finances? Seems to me that the Society is doing wonderfully well. My question, which may or may not be answered tonight, is why are we given two reports when the actual bylaws only prescribe one report reflected in the calling notice for consideration tonight? The other thing is called the annual review. What is the purpose of two reports?
The trustee's annual report of accounts, this document I'm holding, is the legal requirement. Yes. This is what we are approving tonight. At the time we publish this, we also publish Digest, which is the annual review, and this is the same information in a more digestible form for, if you like, the general member. And it's also useful as, shall we say, a marketing tool for other institutions, potential members, and so on. Going to attract potential members.
So it's simply a readable summary.
Correct.
Thank you.
Kit Mitchell, may I join Howard Kaplan in congratulating the Society for what's clearly a very successful year. May I raise a question about the National Aerospace Library? This is a really wonderful facility in what in the different countries' best aerospace collection. I'm well aware that Farnborough is not the most convenient place for many and that doesn't want to be a problem. And I'm well aware of the cost of running it, which is a challenge. But there have been, there was a small piece in aerospace, and there have been two emails, traffic, suggesting it may be moving back to Hamilton Place, where there simply isn't space for it. Very recently, Howard Mason, who runs the heritage activities of BAE Systems, told me that he does have quite a lot of surface space available, which will probably cost a lot less than the hub that we can find. And when the lease on the hub comes up in a couple of years' time, could I urge the Society to look at alternatives to keep the collection together and accessible to people, if possible, at a lower cost? But it is a national collection that is really fulfilling our obligation, one of our obligations to the Society. And I would hate to see anything happen that undermines that.
Thanks, Kit. As you say, the Farnborough site is becoming unaffordable for current accommodation. There are a range of options in consideration at the moment, and they will be brought forward to the trustees. Thank you for that suggestion. We can put that in the mix.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Yes.
I've got a question on the membership numbers, which are presented as rising by 3% and the review by 3.5%. Can I ask which numbers that those percentages are based on?
Yeah, I mean, numbers are something that the Society never really had a handle on for a long period of time. And there was a point in time when I think they were overstated by a couple of thousand. It's taken a long time to get a real accurate grip on the numbers. And the numbers that I'm measured on by the Board of Trustees are the number of paying members, in other words, the numbers of invoices that are sent out to members on the 31st of October each year. Okay? So the target we have is to grow that paying membership by 3%. And by give you an example, last year the target for 2014 was 10,508, okay? And so the target for this year is a 3% increase on that. But, you know, there's such an influx and movement on, for example, student membership that come and they go, and we try very hard to put a great effort in terms of converting students into being full members. So the baseline we established is the paying membership of the Society at the 31st of October, which of course you'll recognise, is when we issue the invoices for the upcoming New Year subscriptions.
So those are not the numbers which are actually presented both in the annual accounts and the review.
But
that's the question I'm asking, that's the question.
The numbers are presented are 21,500, which is the total membership of the Society, which covers all grades, some of which are paid, some of which are not. But I think for the purposes of the membership, I point out that the actual numbers that I am measured on, the staff mentioned on, and a 3% increase is based on the paying membership of the Society.
So can I ask what sort of work you get between that period of October and the period you present in the reviews, which actually suggests paying members went down between 2013 and 2014 and shows a less than 3% increase in total membership between 2013 and 2014.
They didn't go down between 2013 and 2014. They went up by just over 3.5%.
Well, the figures I'm working on are the ones that are in the reviews. And they match the ones which have been done in the past. Might I just table it that they've been reviewed again?
Can we take this offline? You are saying that the numbers, I'm not sure what discrepancy you're
talking about. So the figures which are actually presented to us in the review
Yeah.
So the total membership I don't know, but if I pay an amount somewhere around 1.7%, the membership in that, which is paying membership in those two buyouts at the end of 2013 with you and the end of 2014 with you, so paying membership actually dropping. Now those figures I admit are taken at the end of December, I believe, and they also match the numbers which are in the annual accounts.
Yeah.
And I was just questioning what numbers are being presented as showing 3% increase, possibly 3% increase.
The 2014, in other words, the number agreed at the end of 2013, okay, that was the first year that the paying membership figure was brought in as the target.
Yes.
So for 2014, that was the first time. So the paying membership number prior to 2014 is not relevant to the measure.
I checked the figures 2 days ago, and there was an increase of something over 3% between December 2013 and December 2014. But the difficulty is that it's a legal requirement to present the annual.
Yes.
That does not tie in with the society's membership year. And Simon says it's fluctuating all the time. And if you took a snapshot today, it might be up, it might be down.
Yes, and I suggest, Bill, that you're not talk after the meeting, because obviously my concern is that we seem to be presenting two sets of numbers as opposed to one, and talking about two sets of numbers in two different places in the world.
Okay. Any other questions?
Right.
Can I turn to you? Is he here?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a mathematician from the Southern Branch.
Yeah.
Runs his own software company.
He didn't reference very precisely. He didn't reference very precisely what numbers, what source.
Anyone against? Any abstention? All those in favour?
So we're voting on the
report. I guess so.
Pensions, and then we did fund management in 2013, and finally we did the auditors in 2014. The review was done, the finance director, Tony Holmes, found various companies that he had looked at, and he asked members of the finance committee to also recommend some companies. So that led to a list of 15, a long list of 15. These were reduced to 7 using a tender process. And from the 7 that were arrived, that came in, they were asked to give us a presentation which came to a subcommittee of the Finance Committee. And we then met 4 of those companies, one of which was our current auditors, Hayes McIntyre, at the end of January, and we reviewed all 4 companies. After much deliberation, the audit panel, which was the audit panel within the Finance Committee set up to review the auditors, decided to recommend the reappointment of Hayes McIntyre for a further 3 years, starting with the 2015 audit on a fixed fee for 3 years. But we have a different partner, and the new partner, whose name I apologise, I can't remember, will be in immediate effect.
Right, I'd like
proceed to a vote. As a member of council, I feel that it's beholden on me to point out that there really is an irregularity in the appointment of the financial auditors. The regulations which were produced as a result of the governance changes recently set out the terms for the appointment of the auditors quite clearly and categorically. In March edition, we learned that from the Chief Executive that the Finance Committee has been planning this tender for 18 months and that it's good practice. It is good practice to review the selection of the auditors on a regular basis, but their selection by the Finance Committee contravenes the regulations. Tendering is organised among the customers and the council and members of the society who are aware of this activity. The regulations require the selection of the financial auditors to be independent. In addition, following the financial crisis and the banking irregularities over the last few years, the European Commission and various other regulatory bodies, such as the FCA, have expressed concern that relationships between auditors and organisations and their auditors can become too cosy, that's their phraseology, where auditors are in place over a long time and consequently may be reluctant to look too closely into the financial practices of the organisation. While I'm not suggesting that there has been any irregularity whatsoever in the financial management of the society, we've had the same auditors, Hayes McIntyre, now for 12 years, with no formal, apart from this year, no formal process of selection and no annual review of their performance, which is recommended as good practice. It seems to me we're being asked to vote for a motion where the trustees, the Finance Committee and the Chief Executive Officer have knowingly contravened the regulations. And I feel you're asking members to vote to support the contravention of the regulations, and I cannot see how that is in the interest of the society.
Are you referring to the regulation that says that the Audit and Compliance Board should?
Yes, I am, President.
Right. The potential overlap between the work of the Audit and Compliance Board and the Finance Committee is one of the least satisfactory aspects of the government's changes. And at the time of the changes, Hayes McIntyre were asked to provide independent scrutiny of those changes. They commented there are inevitable crossovers between the two, i.e. the Finance Committee and the Audit and Compliance Board. And they went on to recommend that the external auditors report primarily to the Finance Committee. The Board of Trustees advised the Audit and Compliance Board that the Finance Committee would continue to advise on the appointment of the external auditors. The regulations should have been amended to reflect this decision, but for a variety of reasons that has not yet been done. We have continued to use the process that has worked well for years, and the Chair of the Finance Committee has explained the competition process that was used this year. If you track back over the people who have been in post over the time and the part of this, the Hayes McIntyre who have done the job, there was absolutely no question of there being even an opportunity for a closer relationship because individuals have been changing all the time. The fact that the regulations have not been amended does not, in view of the trustees, affect the integrity of the process used to advise the trustees and now to advise the speakers. So that's the situation that the trustees.
But what's the point in having regs?
I propose that Hayes McIntyre be reappointed in 2015 accounts.
The trustees wrote the regs themselves.
Right. We'll take a vote. Any against?
It's quite a this meeting that the, that was caused by this kerfuffle.
So, in accordance with the Society's bylaws, the following, in alphabetical order, have been duly elected to serve on council for the years 2015 to 2018. Air Chief Marshal Sir Stephen Dalton, Captain Hugh Dibley, Lieutenant Commander Richard Deering, Rear Admiral Simon Henley, Wing Commander Dr. Turai, Rahulin, and Robert Savage. So I'd like to congratulate all those elected, and I'd like to thank very much all their candidates for standing.
Voting is 200 now. I got about 100 last night.
Yeah.
All of my mates have resigned.
Dr. Donald Richardson, Professor Graham Rowe, and Claire Walker.
As you think,
can't get her off, Bill.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. People have been asking me what I'm going to do during my presidential year. And it's come to me that I have to answer not nearly enough. There's a huge amount to do, and I'm really looking forward to it. But that criticism could never have been leveled against Bill. He's been absolutely tireless during the year. He emailed me just yesterday with some friendly words of advice. I should probably get through them by about next weekend. And it will take me even longer to get through the list of events he's attended, places he's visited. And I know that on all those visits, because I've accompanied them on a number of them, put a huge amount of effort and a fantastic ambassador to the society.
Yeah,
So, yeah, I'd like to offer this little gratitude for all you've done over the past few years. Send those words. words to Judy, who has also been absolutely tireless. I've never seen Bill without Judy by his side at any event. So thank you very much for all you've done. The honour of electing me as your president for the coming year. There's exciting times ahead, and I'm really looking forward to it and hope that I can do as much justice as Bill has done over the past year, and meet many of you during the evening over a glass of wine as well. So I look forward to it. Thank you.
Interesting. I'm afraid I just read the regs to say that the Audit and Compliance Board should appoint the auxiliary auditors.
Well,
I know they didn't like that.
No, it's interesting. I mean, I thought it was sufficiently ambiguous, but.
Give me 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Hang on. Just want to do something. Yeah. Sure. Put the handbag back.
We'll catch up on this.
Yeah.
Certainly the next council meeting. And
yeah.
I think whether it's by the back door, how we do it, trying to get all the folk back into the fold would be a good plan.
Because people are gone fine. I mean, you know, they've all they keep on coming to visit. All we want is an apology.
Yeah, whether they'll ever get that.
Well, I might feel like saying, oh, do we really want to get rid of 80,000 members? Literally, for lack of an apology. Anyway, that's probably difficult for you.
It's going to be very difficult, isn't it?
Well, it's full fun.
Anyway,
nice to see you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
well, just. My vote's gone down by 200 since last time. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well done, Hugh. Well done. Very good on being re-elected. Yeah. Hugh, an update. Yeah. Peter Richards.
How is he?
Not well. Right. I spoke to Joy this afternoon.
Yeah.
He's in nursing home.
Yeah.
As you know. He did come up to a meeting somewhere in London. Where it was, but around a wheelchair and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
He's not well. He's now basically, both hands are basically dead on the
way.
Something which is not public knowledge, but I and a few others, including Bella Whittingham, have been in touch with the David, in charge of the. Which committee is it? Awards committee to put forward to Peter an award through the government, maybe an honour of some sort.
Say again?
To put forward Peter's name as an honour.
Are you well? If you talk about you mean Mike?
No.
Stephen?
No. Not the society award. I mean a government.
Oh, government? What?
Yes, a government award.
Okay. Yeah.
And David Cousins is the.
Oh, David Cousins is that nomination, yeah.
Nomination, yes. If you felt so inclined, and I say this is private, the way public knowledge, that you felt you could write a supporting letter of some sort to David, he can forward it through to the government office at the end.
Okay, in other words, you're asking me to write some sort of bullshit.
Yes. Nicely done. Can you do that?
Yeah,
to David Cousins, and he will forward it on.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But it is.
Have you been to see him or not?
I've only spoken to him. I have seen him once, yes. I saw him a couple of months ago.
Because I offered to see him.
Yeah.
But she said, no, he just wants close friends and family.
That's absolutely right.
Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
I sent him a probably never get it. I sent him a couple of cards.
Well, I think that's what he appreciates.
I sent him a birthday card. It was his birthday.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Just last weekend, I think. Last week or something.
Last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Have you got it? Do you know or not?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know.
I didn't see it.
I sent him a... Well, I sent him a best wishes card. You can't say get well, can you? That'd be awful. I'm just sort of thinking of you.
Anyway, if you can do that, but it's something you say.
No, 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 that's fine. Because he did so much with Slate, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
From the society point of view, I wanted him to have the Huntington Medal, but it had already been issued. Trying to push for a new president to consider offering it to you.
Well, the Huntington, the one that, is that annually done, or is it? Who's got it this year? Do you know?
I don't know, but Bill had already issued it, and he was prepared to issue it the second one.
So. Yeah, okay. Certainly, you know that Bill at council came up with a proposition.
Bonjour.
Good talk.
I asked him to do it. Yeah, I asked him to do something. Yeah, again, also be part of the council. Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
Satisfactory.
You are.
Oh, I'm going through my prostate stuff, so I'm on female hormone. So I'm growing tits,
really?
And my willy is morphing into a clitoris.
Jesus. Do you know, James? Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I hope it all works and everything, tickety-boo, all that sort of stuff. Do you have an operation? Or is
No, I get zapped now. That's another story. No, then the next stage is, having done a few, 2 months' worth of that, when they try to shrink it, you then go in for a scan. And they do a 3D scan, and they also tattoo 3 marks. Yeah. So then, in next week, I start. Yeah. In fact, I was going to, you go in for a zapper, where it zaps the prostate.
Doesn't sound very...
No, but having said that, congratulations, I really mean this, to old Bill Tyer. He's just been through all this. He's just finished, and he did a 100-mile... 100-mile bike race. It was the Cambridge 100, which was a sort of a full prostate.
You're participating next year, I heard.
I can't even get on a bike. What are you on about?
No, but so full marks. He did a bloody good job, actually, during old Bill. He doesn't make waves. You know.
No. Do you know, is David Cousins here this evening?
Yes, he is.
Is he still here? Do you reckon?
Yes. Do you see him talking to the crumpet?
He's
talking to the two girls.
Two ladies.
He's back to us.
Okay, I must go and say hello to him.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Thank you very much.
All part of the service.
See you next month.
Yeah. Auf Wiedersehen. Yeah, good.
Auf Wiedersehen. Yeah. And congratulations for the re-election.
Well, yes. Yeah. My vote number's gone down by about 200. It's probably because all my mates have left.
You know, all these military guys are getting the...
Well, yes, I'm afraid I voted for everybody except the military.
Well, all the people I voted for got in, so that's all right. Because I worked on the basis they've got to be pilots. Then after that, Navy. Nothing to do with keep waving all the engineers.
This is the rear admiral.
That's right.
Yes, he's an engineer.
Well, it doesn't matter, but he's Navy, so that's all right.
Well, the young.
Ah, Joachim, I can see you haven't got a fancy outfit.
Did you get any?
Are you coming to the dinner?
Didn't get the name.
I'm going with this guy here.
To somewhere else more interesting.
Yes, you want to talk to him.
Big toe.
They've been in touch.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, yeah. All right, Governor. Sorry, in fact, I missed voting against. I sort of stuck my hand up, they didn't see it, so I did my best to abstain. I didn't.
You're back north? Yeah, I'll be in touch. And
okay.
Either I'll come up or you come
up.
Now, it's interesting, talking to Chris Atkins, he was saying he understood the reading of the regs was sufficiently duplicit, if I can put it that way, that it implied that you just monitor the appointment of the... in fact, I didn't... Yeah, did I? I didn't pick up enough of this, I don't think.
Cody?
idea of it.
Thank you, buddy. Satisfactory.
the obvious, you know, if they are breaking deals, the first part of the call is going to be redressed through the operating system. Because if we get involved on that basis.
You bring it for a quick one, David?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with you. See ya. But all the bloody crabs got in. You know what I mean by the crabs. The Air Force.
Yeah. Hang on. Congratulations.
Well, just. Put a plaque up there.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 42. I've got to remember 42. As I said, I thought I wasn't going to go in because last time I think I was 3 on the list. It was Graham, it was first, of course, it's always women. It was Claire Walker, I think, Graham Rowe, and then myself. I think I was within 10% of Graham Rowe. But,
I wonder what we're doing. Really.
What?
I wonder what I'm doing. Really.
Well, I'm glad I didn't write anything actually, because I'll debate it, I'll look at the rents, and now I hear what Chris Atkins said. Have white wines, soda. I'll have that. Okay. What do you want?
I have a pint of Lancaster bomber.
Pint of Lancaster, please. And could I have a white wine spritzer?
Sorry?
White wine spritzer, no ice.
Okay.
I'm fat enough, so I tend to avoid beer. Yeah.
White wine with lemonade or soda water?
Soda.
Did you get any feedback on my lecture at all? Was it?
That evening, I mean, we got feedback from the experts. Yeah. I don't know if they must. I don't know if their videos appeared on the. Have you seen that or not?
I haven't looked.
Well. What I've done for the, you know, the people video them,
yeah.
And they put them on that on
right.
A web.
Okay, oh, well, I'll have a look for that. How was your next lecture, the bird one? The bird one?
Who was that?
That was your last lecture.
Was it after you, the bird one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she was all right. And you've got a pint of Lancaster.
Yes, settling down.
Yeah, she went down quite well, I think. And then we had a rather specialist one, the bloke who's phenomenally dedicated and enthusiastic, who sort of digs up old airplanes. and find the crew, which is a great labour of love.
9.23. Okay. This is London prices here.
Yeah, I don't go out much, you can see that. That's expensive one, that's why I said I'd do it. Think about it.
With good health here and this is the Royal Eleanor to just
well, yeah. Be about it. Well, I think Chris will be. Yeah, I think you should stay for Chris, because Chris is really all right, wouldn't he? Chris Atkin. I know it's my hobby horse, but he's talking about getting the members back in. And I still, there are so many people, they just want an apology. Now, he says, oh, we're not going to get them. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to say, are you really looking to the interests of the society, which you're prepared to throw away thousands of members because you're not prepared to give an apology?
That chap behind me who made that point about the membership, he's saying what I was saying, you see.
Tim Coffey.
Right?
Tim Coffey is a good mate.
Yeah.
He's from the solar plant.
Right.
He is a mathematician. Actually, I'd only learned, he was at the branches conference in Yeovil. The first thing I only realised, he started in New Zealand. Then he went to Canada, and he runs his own software company.
Right. Before I've spoken to him.
No, and in fact, I spoke to him before, and he said, do you know about membership numbers? And I said, well, that's my hobby. And of course, they've offered it.
If you send me his email.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, that's what's so appalling. It's the absolute crap. That, of course, you see what... I'm afraid I would relapse to my naval invective. I'd say that much more. Now he's trying to say anything before 2013 is irrelevant.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to see how much the membership has dropped because he said, oh, well, he didn't know what the numbers are. Which is bullshit. And then, of course, as Tim says, you know, they put out 21,500. Absolute crap. That was a spot check probably when some had come in and the other ones had left.
Then, of course, Bill Tyack says, well, we should have changed the regulations, but we haven't got round to it.
So why do we have the regs? I mean, that's a... Oh, I mean, I did say that to Chris. I don't know if Chris was sitting next to me, Chris Atkins. And I said, so we ignore the regs?
Yes.
And he said, well...
We ignore the ones we don't like.
Which is what Boyle has been doing for 10 years.
Yeah, well, he's made a science out of it. Oh, well. Are you going to the FSG meeting? Oh, it clashes, doesn't it, with a council meeting?
Yeah, I think. And then there's the conference, which I'm involved with. Are you going to the conference or not? Oh, well, we pop in and out of it.
If it was a conference that interested me, I'd come down for the 2 or 3 days with Claire. But it's not particularly interesting.
Well, I'd maybe be chairing, or I am chairing, whatever they call it.
We're not recording this.